Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery, and right now we're coming to you at the FAA Production Studio on top of the FAA's National Resource Center here in beautiful Lakeland Linder Airport in Florida. Welcome to Sun & Fun 2011. If you haven't had a chance to get on out here, please get on out here and take advantage of this great air show. Also, you can catch all of our interviews up here on managing safety. And right now I'm being joined by Chad Smith. Chad is the assistant principal for the for Kathleen High School and is in charge of the Central Florida Aviation Academy. Chad, welcome aboard, buddy.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we've had going over. Now, we just built this new facility over here. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
In less than a year, we put up a 58,000 square foot school building here on the Sun & Fun property due to the donation of the Aviation Education Foundation and Mr. James Ray. We really appreciate that. And he came out last year. We did a groundbreaking at last Sun & Fun, and now it's up and operational at this Sun & Fun. So within a year, we did that.
Now, the gentleman that you mentioned, what was his name again?
James Ray.
Now, is he the donation?
He is our benefactor, yes.
Benefactor. Now the facility, the groundbreaking was last year, so they put that up pretty quick.
They did it real fast. It was one of those situations where they pour the walls on the ground, lift them in place, stick a roof on, and go through and fill it in.
Now, but this is not Kathleen High School. This is only...
No, it is Kathleen High School, but it's an academy under Kathleen High School. It's under workforce education. So
okay.
That's how the program works. So we're kind of like an extension of Kathleen High School, a satellite campus, if you will.
All right. Now you guys have already got people that are enrolled in your aviation programs already.
That's correct. We have 150 students out here this year.
Okay. And they go to school right here on this...
All day long. Yes.
At Lakeland.
Yep.
Now, they're not in that building yet.
Yes.
They are in that building.
Yeah, we moved in about 3 weeks ago. They told me they got a CO about 2 weeks before spring break. And they said, well, maybe we ought to wait till after Sun & Fun. I said, no, we need to be in there during Sun & Fun. So
okay. Well,
we moved in.
Well, that's going to be a big... Now, the ribbon cutting was yesterday.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was really... It was very moving because we did a big parade for Mr. Ray. Had the Kathleen High School ROTC, the marching band. We had a choir, 50-member choir up there. And we did the parade. And when we got up there, we did a flag-raising ceremony. That was probably the most touching part, is to see the ROTC spread out, the salute, and the flag going up. So we have three new flagpoles at the front of Sun & Fun as part of the main entrance. And we also have a T-33 on a pole out there with a big sign. So it's pretty spectacular when you come into Sun & Fun now.
Now, who gave you the T-33?
That was Sun & Fun. That was part of the Air Museum.
That was the Air Museum.
They refurbished it.
So they had a couple of them kicking around and figured, hey, we got one on a pole. We can put one on a pole for them.
Yeah.
Let's put it on a stick. Now, you know, when you're looking at things being donated to you guys, where do a lot of your donations come from?
A lot of it's from business partners. Some of it's in-kind contributions. There's been some monetary gifts. The biggest one, obviously, is from the Aviation Education Foundation. But most of them are in-kind contributions. You know, where, for example, the FAA studios themselves is through their participation with us and their partnership and allowing our students to come over and learn how to work cameras and all. We consider that an in-kind contribution or donation to our organization. So that's where it's basically business partners that we have.
So now the donations now you guys also have some aircraft that maintenance guys can work on and stuff.
Right, we had one from Build-A-Plane, so that we have a Cessna 172, an old 1962 Cessna 172 that we'll be able to utilize. We're going to actually use that as part of our new program. We're working with the FAA right now, and by August we're going to have a Part 147 FAA A&P school.
That's going to be great.
And that'll be part of the sheet metal or the airframe portion of that program. We'll be able to use that aircraft in that.
Yeah. I was watching a video of some of your students talking to the space station out there.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Chad.
That was about a year application process. We started over a year ago working on that. Our science teacher, Ms. Lori Bradner, kind of initiated that. She and our engineering instructor had gone to Huntsville, Alabama, and participated in a space camp for educators. Spent a week there, flew the shuttle. Well, then they heard about the ISS possibility of downlinking with the ISS, so they applied. And it took us a year. It was actually postponed at one point because of some issues that NASA was having with communication, and then we finally got it done in January. So we utilized the FAA studios here. We were able to broadcast it nationwide through all the Polk County schools, and we actually talked to the astronauts live that morning as they went by in the space station. It was about a 20-minute conversation. Once they come across one horizon and they pass on the other side of the atmosphere, then they you lose communication. So it was about a 20-minute conversation we were able to hold, and that was exciting. Kids really enjoyed that.
Very exciting. Now, you guys did that down here in the here at the production studios.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, so obviously that was taped, and I'm sure if they go to the productionstudios.com, and
there's
I don't
links.
Know if you guys have a link.
Yes, and PGTV, I think, still has some links for that also, Polk County Government TV.
Okay.
And then the FA Studios has some links and some video of that.
Now, does the school itself, you guys have a little website that people can go to?
We have a website, www.flycfaa.com. I don't have a downlink copy on there, but that is a website they can go to and find out information about the academy itself.
Yeah, because let's talk about how many students this facility is going to be able to support.
The plan was when they built the building, it would be a max of 500. They tell me now I can go to 600 if I need to. So I can hold 600 9th through 12th graders in that facility.
Okay.
We anticipate probably 400 to 500 because a lot of the rooms will be used for elective programs as we expand. We've got a number of organizations that want to provide simulators and other equipment for us that will take up a little space. So we'll probably be 400 to 500, 9th through 12th.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of kids.
Now, as far as flight training, people that want to do some flight training, right? Like right now, you said that 172 is obviously...
It's in pieces. It's just scrap.
For the kids to go out there and figure out how to do a flush patch or a scab patch or something like that, or hone a cylinder.
Right.
So do you guys have any plans to bring in some aircraft for flight training itself?
Well, what we're going to do, there's multiple tracks in the program itself. There's an avionics track, then there'll be an AMP track. We're also doing aerospace engineering, and then we have aerospace technology, which we really treat as basically a ground school, private pilot, and then later on instrument ground school. And then we're going to also be working with Florida Community College in Jacksonville to offer ATC training. They actually have an ATC program, and they'll do some dual enrollment. As far as direct flight instruction in an aircraft, that'll be done through some flying clubs and partnerships with some local FBOs. Polk County Schools will never be able to actually operate aircraft themselves, so it'll be done through flying clubs, and that's something else I'm working on with Mr. Ray. That's a passion of his, is to have a flying club, so we're going to be working on building a flying club.
That's great. Yep. That's great. Now, you said you're working with Florida State Community College in Jacksonville.
That's correct.
And these guys are going to be the follow-on for these kids to move
on? For some of the AMP and for the also for the ATC. And what's neat about that is, you know, it's all about multiple partners, and it's about multiple partners in both public and private organizations coming together and all contributing. So we also have our partners here in Polk County with Polk State College. They'll provide the general education dual enrollment, so a student that comes to us can get some of their elective dual enrollments through Florida State Community College, and then they can go and get some of their general education through Polk State and just about have a two-year degree when they leave us. And then we roll that right into our new university, USF Polytechnic here in Polk County, where the students can go for some engineering and other high-tech training and that on a four-year level. So it's just a lot of exciting things going on and a lot of people involved producing this.
Oh, and probably the best area in the world to have this, because,
hell yeah.
I mean, look where you're at. I mean, the enthusiasm and everything. I mean, the kids right now, are they in class today or are they off?
Well, they start out with some classes in the morning. This morning was interesting. We brought a former space shuttle astronaut in this morning and spoke to the kids. Yesterday we had the groundbreaking. Now tomorrow they'll do a few of their classes, but by about 9 o'clock I put them out here and they're out here working. They're out here helping with different areas. And it's funny, the kids will get hooked on a certain area and they become almost... The purpose of it is eventually they're going to be the new generation of volunteers for Sun and Fun that are going to actually run this operation. You know, 30 years from now, I'll be excited to come out here and see all our former students out here working. And we're already talking about we need to have alumni parties out here every year. So
that's right, because they're all going to come and say, "Do you remember me?"
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember me?
Exactly.
And you're going to have seen thousands of kids come through here and go, "You know what? I don't remember you," because there's been so many people come through. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a lot of these kids running around out there, folks. If you see them, they've got they get their T-shirts.
Yeah,
on.
red T-shirts says Central Florida Aerospace.
That's right. And I'm wondering, why aren't these kids in school? You know,
today's they are.
Wednesday.
But this is a real school. This is a real world school. That's true. It's practical, hands on. That they're actually learning some stuff out there, learning organization, they're learning leadership, and then, you know, even when they come after school and work with the future Eagles, they're getting hands on. Yeah. Someone equated that, it was interesting because there's a lot of the volunteers there that are older, and some of these kids don't have grandparents, and some of these gentlemen and ladies are acting as grandparents for these kids. So it's a neat environment that you, I don't know that you can duplicate it.
Yeah, I don't think you can either. You're absolutely right, because in this one area right here alone, you know, there's a lot of mentorship going
absolutely.
On around here. Now, how did you get involved, I mean, initially with starting such a terrific program?
Well, I was an airline pilot prior to this, and after 9/11, I got out of the flying after 9/11 and a couple bankruptcies with an airline, and so I got into education just as a teacher, and I was doing that for a couple years, knew I'd go into administration, was working on that, and Rick Garcia, who's our chairman of our advisory board, he runs Gulf Coast Avionics out here. He and John Small, workforce director for Polk County Schools, kind of were talking about an idea of an aviation academy. They knew that I was up at the Kathleen High School teaching and was going in administration, and it was kind of like that perfect storm, and it just kind of evolved from that. And they said, well, would you pick the ball up and run with it? And I picked it up and ran with it.
Yeah. Sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yes, it's
been exciting. Taking care of everything. All right. Now, as far as the staffing, the people that you know, the credentialed, I guess, you know, getting the people to teach for you.
Right.
Most of them are obviously from this area and come from a very extensive background, just like yourself.
Yes, yeah. My engineering instructor had 22 years with Lockheed Martin. My avionics instructor had 25 years with airlines and a mechanic. He's actually an A&P. Science teacher, she was a biochemist researcher, and so there's a very extensive background on these folks, and they love to be here. They want to be here. It's neat.
And that's the thing that sets everything apart, you know, because a lot of people, when they get teaching certificates or teaching degrees, and they go off to teach, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, the thing is it sounds like you've got, you know, people at the, you know, almost at the graduate level of experience and knowledge teaching these kids how to do this stuff, where you don't get that in regular classroom until you get to college. You're already catching it when these kids are very, very young.
And they've done some college-level experience. Our science teacher actually got involved with SWIFMUD here in Florida, and they did a project where they did some water studies. And SWIFMUD was so impressed with the studies the students did with the teacher that they actually utilized the data for some reports they were doing. And it was discussed that was actually some of the stuff they were doing was graduate-level college experiments that they were actually doing. So, yeah, they've some of the kids don't quite realize it, but I think they're catching on at the opportunity they have.
Yeah, and I think they're getting in it probably a good, because everything seems to be like, you know, down a little bit now.
Yep.
But you know, all this stuff is cyclical. So if anybody, parents out there listening, or you know, and you're in the area, you want to do this, I think right now you're the only aviation academy, I think,
in Polk County, and maybe in Central Florida.
Maybe exactly. Yeah.
Maybe in the state of Florida. There's a couple in the Florida, but I tell you what, we are probably, as far as I know, we're the only aviation academy that's associated with a museum and on an airport. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and one of the largest air shows in the nation.
Yes,
that goes on once a year.
Yes.
So you know, think of the exposure these kids are getting. I mean, my gosh,
you can't repeat this. Yeah,
I just keep thinking what you're saying about these kids coming back, and these are the next volunteers out here.
Yes,
you know, take our place, right?
Absolutely.
So I can retire.
You can retire. But that's what we were discussing. I was at chairman's dinner last night, and there were some folks at our table, and we started discussing that. It hadn't dawned on me until they mentioned it. This will be our first graduating class this year, and they said, you know, you think about it. Some of these dinners that they do here at Sun and Fun every year that have been these regular chair, they'll become alumni dinners that we'll have alumni from the school coming in and meeting and gathering again every year for Sun and Fun. I think that's going to be neat in a few years. That's going to be neat to see.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Have you got anything else you want to plug the school with? I'm sure there's somebody else you want to
anyone that's interested in the program and wants to learn more about it, they can go to the website, www.flycfaa.com. They can also come out here April 7th. It's a Thursday evening at 6:30. We're going to have an open house again for new and prospective students. And then any students that want to apply, they need to go online to our website, click the apply button, and it's through the Polk County school system. They'll have to have a statement of interest on there, put two references down, and then we'd love to have them. If they're interested in aviation, aerospace, or science, technology, engineering, or math, we call STEM.
Yeah. Right.
This is the place to be.
I'm telling you.
And sunshine.
That's why they call it Sun and Fun, guys.
Yep.
There's a lot of good time stuff going on here. Think about the learning environment, being down here, being involved with aviation and everything, and you know, and of course the experience base that you're looking at when people come here. You know, it just sounds. I kind of wish I could have gotten into it. I had to do like you did and go through the school of hard knocks.
Yep.
You know, I joined the military and I got my aviation experience there and then picked up all the civilian stuff. I had to plug in all the blanks later on in life.
Yep.
And, the people that were teaching me to fly had been shot down three or four times in Vietnam.
I don't know if that's good or not.
I know. I mean, it's like,
you know, how to evade.
Yeah. But these kids get a chance to, yeah, you know, build a mental database file on, you know, how aviation is before instead of going out there and trial and error.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And of course, yeah, it makes aviation safer,
yes,
when we can get to these kids at a young age, because most people, when they grow up, they don't get into aviation until they, yeah, get to be an adult and they say, you know what?
Exactly.
I want to be able to do some of this stuff out here, and then,
absolutely,
you know, these kids will be on the cutting edge.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, look, Chad, I appreciate you coming up here.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
And spending some time with us and everything. And if you get a chance next year, because I'm, you know, I don't get very many people to interview because, I don't know, they just don't put me on the schedule enough. But it's been a pleasure talking
absolutely
with you.
Absolutely. And who knows next year? You know, every year we say, what's the next event what's the next thing we're going to be doing?
Exactly.
It's every year something exciting.
I mean,
for the
if it's
Academy.
Space station uplink, downlink,
new buildings.
Yep, new students
grants.
Coming in. And what's that?
New grants and everything.
Grants,
I mean, it's just
right.
exciting. Every year's been announcements.
Put more planes on a pole out there for your kids to work. Yeah, it'd be great. But
yep.
Very
good.
Anyway, I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Rick.
And you know, anytime you want to come by over here, obviously you probably pop in here all the time,
yes,
don't you?
Yep, know them all.
Now, do you work here with us?
No, but my engineering instructor does. He's one of the volunteers, George Bartuska.
Yeah, that's right.
He's one of the cameramen. Yeah,
that's right. I'll be talking here to him on, I think I've got him on Friday, don't I?
Yep, you sure do. I think you're talking to Lori Bradner, our science teacher,
I am.
Too.
I'm talking to both of them. And
be prepared for Lori now.
Is that right?
Be prepared.
She a talker?
She's a talker. She was a former Ringling Clown, too.
No way.
She was a former Ringling Clown.
She'll tumble for you, huh?
Yep. Her name was Oopsie, so when she gets here, you can harass her. Say, hey, welcome, Oopsie.
Little anecdotes to kind of keep things rolling, you know. That's great.
Absolutely.
Well, so where are you at? I mean, after here, you're off to where?
Back probably to the building. We got the forums. That's the other thing I would mention is the forums are actually being held. The workshop forums are being held in the school building now.
I didn't know that.
The tents out there.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
I forgot.
I shook your hand and sent you out of here. So you guys have got, so some of the forums that are going on are what? How to glue wood together?
Yes, all the forums that they always had out there in the white tents are all inside the building.
I did not know that.
That was our intent. It was a joint use facility. So we send the kids out and forums take place during the day in there.
Well, that's great. Now, and of course, there's signage out there to let these guys
there's
that want
plenty
to
of signage. Yep,
that's great.
And so it's high tech now. You know, we've got built-in LCD projectors and document projectors and
air conditioners.
You know, that's the big one. That's what everyone's saying. It's air conditioned.
Yeah. Well, this isn't like any other year at Sun and Fun where you had to
exactly
go out in the hot
right.
tent and do all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to be. I mean, that's one heck of a facility you got over there.
Yes,
you're going to use it all year round now.
All year round.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
All year round.
All right.
Good.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks.
Unless you want to stand up here with dead air and stare at each other. All right. Chad's got to move, guys.
Bye.
Hey, guys. And again, if you see these kids walking around, CFAAs on their shirt, the red shirts, you see them out there walking around, say hi to them. And understand these guys are going through a very dynamic program headed by a very dynamic assistant principal, Chad Smith, joining me up here from the FAA Production Studios on top of the FAA National Resource Center here in beautiful Lakeland. Guys, I'm going to send you guys back downstairs to the forum floor. And don't forget, also, you can hear these same broadcasts on Managing Safety at FAAProductionStudios.com.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at FAAProductionStudios.com to hear past programs.